World Models, Computing the Uncomputable. A technical deep dive. Introduction, the next frontier in foundation models. We're living through a remarkable moment in artificial intelligence, where every few months brings a fundamental shift in what's possible. Large language models transformed our relationship with text and reasoning. Computer vision models revolutionized how machines see the world. But there's a new class of foundation model emerging that might be even more profound in its implications. World models. This paper by Packy McCormick and Pim DeWitte isn't just describing another incremental advance. It's articulating a vision for AI systems that can learn the fundamental structure of causality itself, moving beyond the symbolic manipulation of language to understanding how actions ripple through physical reality. If you've ever wondered how we might build AI that truly understands the world, rather than just manipulating tokens, world models represent one of the most promising paths forward. What makes this particularly exciting is that we're not talking about some distant theoretical possibility. We're seeing real systems today that can learn to navigate complex environments, predict physical dynamics, and even transfer learned behaviors from simulation to reality with zero additional training. The implications span from robotics to gaming to scientific simulation, and the technical challenges are both fascinating and tractable with current technology. Let me walk you through what world models are, why they represent such a fundamental shift in how we think about AI systems, and what the technical landscape looks like as we push toward more capable implementations. First principles, what are world models really? To understand world models, we need to start with a deceptively simple question. What does it mean for an AI system to understand the world? Language models have given us one answer. They understand the world through language, learning the statistical patterns in how humans describe reality through text. This has proven remarkably powerful, but it's also fundamentally limited by what the authors call the lossy compression of language. Think about it this way. When you step left to avoid a puddle, that action contains an enormous amount of implicit knowledge about physics, spatial reasoning, goal optimization, and sensorimotor control. But if I were to describe that action in language, I might just say, I stepped left to avoid a puddle. The rich causal structure that led to that action, the precise dynamics of how your body moved through space, the visual processing that identified the puddle, the predictive modeling that anticipated getting wet, all of that gets compressed into a few tokens. World models take a fundamentally different approach. Instead of learning about the world through language, they learn by watching the world directly. They observe sequences of states, see actions taken in those states, and learn to predict what happens next. This isn't just about predicting pixels in a video. It's about learning the underlying causal structure that governs how actions transform one state of the world into another. The key insight is that world models are learning what the authors call the structure of causality. Where language models learn the structure of how humans talk about reality, world models learn the structure of reality itself, at least as it manifests in observable sequences of states and actions. This distinction is crucial because it means world models can potentially understand aspects of the world that are difficult or impossible to express in language. The subtle dynamics of fluid flow, the complex interactions between multiple agents in a social setting, the precise trajectories of objects under various forces. These are all things that world models can learn directly from observation. The compression insight, actions as ultimate information. One of the most elegant insights in this paper is the idea that actions represent the ultimate form of compression. This might sound abstract, but it points to something profound about how intelligence actually works in the world. Consider this thought experiment. If you could perfectly record someone's stream of observations and actions over their entire lifetime, you would have captured almost everything about how they interact with reality. You wouldn't need to know their internal thoughts or reasoning processes. The actions themselves would encode all of that information implicitly. When they step left to avoid a puddle, dodge a ball, or reach for a glass of water, each action is the compressed output of an incredibly complex process of perception, prediction, and planning. Traditional simulation approaches require us to explicitly code every possible behavior and interaction. If you're simulating a crowd of people, you need rules for how each person moves, how they react to others, how they navigate obstacles, how they respond to unexpected events. The computational cost scales directly with the number of agents and the complexity of their behaviors. Worse, these rule-based systems struggle with the stochastic messiness of reality. All the unpredictable, hard-to-formalize aspects of how things actually work in the real world. World models flip this entirely. Instead of hand-coding rules, they learn from millions of hours of observed reality. All that stochastic messiness, all those subtle patterns that are impossible to capture in explicit rules, it's all baked into the learned weights of the neural network. When you want to predict what happens next, you don't need to run complex simulations with multiple interacting components. You just run a single forward pass through the network. This is what the authors mean when they say world models reduce situations that are dynamic and computationally difficult to simulate into a single fixed cost operation. It's a fundamentally different computational paradigm for understanding and predicting complex systems. Historical development, three waves of world models. The evolution of world models provides a fascinating case study in how ideas mature in AI research. The core concepts have been around for decades, but only recently have we had the computational resources and techniques needed to make them work at scale. The foundational wave emerged in the early 1990s with Jürgen Schmidhuber's work on Making the World Differentiable and Richard Sutton's DINA architecture. These papers articulated the basic insight that agents could benefit from learning internal models of their environment rather than just learning policies directly. If you can predict what will happen in response to different actions, you can plan more effectively and learn more efficiently. But these early approaches were limited by the computational constraints of the time. Neural networks were small and shallow, and the techniques for training them were relatively primitive. The ideas were sound, but the execution couldn't match the ambition. The first modern wave came in 2018-2019 with the seminal World Models paper by David Ha and Jürgen Schmidhuber. This work introduced a concrete architecture that seemed to make the vision tractable. They used a variational autoencoder to compress high-dimensional observations into a lower-dimensional latent space, an RNN to model the dynamics in that space, and then train policies to act within their learned world model. The key insight was asking whether agents could learn inside of their own dreams. Instead of learning through direct interaction with the environment, could they learn by imagining sequences of states and actions within their internal model? This approach showed promise on relatively simple tasks, but still struggled with the fidelity problem. How do you ensure that your learned model is accurate enough that policies trained within it will work in the real world? The second wave, roughly 2020-2022, made significant progress on this fidelity challenge. Dreamer V2 became the first world model agent to achieve human-level performance across a broad suite of Atari games. And remarkably, it was trained entirely in imagination on just a single GPU. This was a major milestone because it showed that the approach could scale to complex, high-dimensional environments while remaining computationally tractable. Interestingly, this period also saw the development of MuZero, which took almost the opposite approach. Instead of learning to predict future observations directly, MuZero learned to plan entirely in abstract, latent representations. It never tried to reconstruct what the world would look like. It just learned representations that preserved the information needed for planning and decision-making. Now we're in what the authors call the third wave and beyond, characterized by scaling to real-world applications and massive commercial investment. Companies like General Intuition have raised over $130 million to develop world models. World Labs has secured $1 billion in funding, and NVIDIA prominently featured world models at their recent developer conference. This isn't just academic research anymore. It's becoming a major focus for industry. Perhaps most encouragingly, we're starting to see examples of successful sim-to-real transfer, where policies trained entirely in learned world models can perform well in the real world with zero additional training. This suggests that the fidelity problem, while not fully solved, may be more tractable than previously thought. Technical architecture, learning physics without equations. The technical architecture of world models is elegantly simple in concept, but sophisticated in implementation. At the highest level, these systems take in observations, build compressed internal representations, and learn to predict how those representations evolve in response to actions. They're essentially learned physics engines that don't rely on handwritten differential equations, but have instead observed physics in action billions of times and extracted the underlying patterns. The observation component typically operates on high-dimensional inputs like video streams. This presents immediate challenges because raw pixel values are both high-dimensional and often contain irrelevant information for understanding dynamics. A significant portion of what we see in any given frame might be static background, lighting variations, or other factors that don't affect the underlying causal relationships we care about. Most successful world model architectures therefore include some form of compression or encoding stage. This might be a variational autoencoder that learns to map high-dimensional observations to a lower-dimensional latent space, or it might be a more sophisticated encoder that's trained jointly with the dynamics model. The key is learning representations that preserve the information needed for predicting future states while discarding irrelevant details. The dynamics prediction component is where the real magic happens. This is typically implemented as some form of sequence model, perhaps an RNN, a transformer, or a more specialized architecture that learns to predict how the compressed representations evolve over time in response to actions. The challenge is learning these dynamics accurately enough that they can support downstream applications like policy learning or planning. One of the most interesting technical challenges is handling uncertainty in the predictions. The real world is inherently stochastic, and any useful world model needs to capture this uncertainty rather than just predicting deterministic outcomes. Different approaches have emerged for this challenge. Diffusion-based world models gradually diffuse toward plausible future states, allowing them to sample from a distribution of possible outcomes rather than predicting a single trajectory. This approach has shown promise for generating diverse, realistic predictions while still maintaining temporal coherence. Autoregressive approaches might predict multiple tokens per time step, ensuring that the model's predictions remain internally consistent even when dealing with stochastic outcomes. This can help avoid the compounding errors that often plague sequential prediction tasks. Perhaps most intriguingly, JEPA-style architectures sidestep the pixel prediction problem entirely by operating directly in representation space. Instead of trying to predict what future frames will look like, they predict how abstract representations will evolve. This can be much more computationally efficient and may also be more robust to irrelevant visual changes. The action conditioning is another crucial component. World models need to understand not just how the world evolves naturally, but how it responds to specific interventions. This requires learning the causal relationships between actions and state changes, which is often more challenging than learning passive dynamics. Some architectures condition the dynamics prediction directly on action vectors, while others might learn more sophisticated action embeddings or even learn to predict the effects of actions in abstract planning spaces. The key is ensuring that the model can accurately predict the consequences of actions it hasn't necessarily seen before in exactly the same context. World models versus policies, the dreamer and the dream. One of the most important conceptual distinctions in this space is between world models themselves and the policies that might operate within them. The authors capture this beautifully. The world model is the dream. The policy is the dreamer. This distinction is crucial for understanding both the capabilities and limitations of current approaches. A world model by itself is essentially a simulator. It can predict what will happen in response to different actions, but it doesn't inherently know what actions to take to achieve particular goals. It understands the causal structure of the environment, but it doesn't have preferences about which outcomes to pursue. The policy is what transforms the world model's predictive capabilities into goal-directed behavior. Recent research has shown particularly promising results when training policies on top of pre-trained world model foundations. The intuition is that a system that has learned to predict the world should also be able to learn much faster how to act effectively within it. This separation also enables interesting architectural possibilities. You might have a single powerful world model that serves as the foundation for many different policies optimized for different tasks. Or you might have policies that can operate across multiple different world models, adapting their behavior based on the specific environment they find themselves in. The relationship between understanding and action is particularly fascinating from a cognitive science perspective. The authors suggest that understanding and doing are the same skill, seen from different angles. This echoes long-standing debates in philosophy and cognitive science about the relationship between knowledge and action, but world models provide a concrete computational framework for exploring these questions. Critical analysis, promises and challenges. The promise of world models is genuinely exciting, but it's important to think critically about both the opportunities and the remaining challenges. The authors identify three main ways that world models can help agents: providing surrogate training grounds, enabling longer-term planning, and learning rich representations for behavior. The surrogate training ground application is perhaps the most immediately practical. If you can learn an accurate model of an environment, you can train policies within that model much more safely and efficiently than training directly in the real world. This is particularly valuable for robotics applications, where real-world training might be expensive, dangerous, or time-consuming. However, this application is fundamentally limited by what we might call the fidelity problem. How do you ensure that your learned model is accurate enough that policies trained within it will work in the real world? This is especially challenging for applications involving contact dynamics, complex multi-agent interactions, or environments with subtle but important details that might be difficult to capture in observational data. The planning application is conceptually appealing, but faces its own set of challenges. If you have an accurate world model, you can, in principle, imagine the consequences of different action sequences and choose the one that leads to the best outcomes. This could enable much more sophisticated long-term reasoning than current policy-based approaches. But planning in learned models is computationally expensive and prone to compounding errors. If your world model is even slightly inaccurate, those errors can accumulate over long planning horizons and lead to catastrophically poor decisions. There's also the question of how to balance exploration versus exploitation when planning in uncertain environments. The representation learning application might be the most promising in the long term. World models trained on large amounts of video data could potentially learn general purpose representations that capture important aspects of how the world works. These representations could then be fine-tuned for specific tasks, similar to how language models are adapted for different applications. This approach could be particularly valuable for robotics, where current approaches often require task-specific engineering and training. A general-purpose world model that understands basic physics and object interactions could potentially serve as a foundation for many different manipulation tasks. But there are also fundamental questions about what world models can and cannot learn from passive observation. Many important aspects of intelligence, things like reasoning about hidden states, understanding goals and intentions, or planning under partial information, might require more than just observing state transitions. Scaling and data challenges. One of the most intriguing aspects of the current moment is the question of how world models will scale with more data and computation. Language models have shown remarkable scaling properties, with capabilities emerging smoothly as we increase model size and training data. Will world models show similar scaling behavior? The data requirements for world models are potentially enormous. To learn accurate models of complex environments, you might need millions or even billions of hours of video data covering diverse scenarios and interactions. Collecting this data is challenging, and ensuring that it covers the full range of situations where the world model might be deployed is even more difficult. There's also the question of data quality. Language model training can tolerate quite a bit of noise in the training data because the statistical patterns of language are robust to individual errors. But world models might be more sensitive to inaccuracies in the training data, especially if those inaccuracies affect the learned causal relationships between actions and outcomes. The computational requirements are also significant. Training world models on high-resolution video data requires substantial computational resources, and the inference costs for real-time applications can be prohibitive. Unlike language models, where inference is relatively cheap, world models might need to generate high-dimensional predictions at interactive frame rates. However, there are also reasons for optimism. Techniques from computer vision and video processing continue to improve, making it more feasible to work with high-dimensional visual data. Self-supervised learning approaches are making it possible to extract useful representations from unlabeled video, reducing the need for carefully annotated training data. Perhaps most importantly, we're starting to see evidence that world models trained on relatively modest amounts of data can achieve impressive performance on specific tasks. This suggests that the approach might be more sample efficient than initially expected, at least for certain classes of problems. Connections to broader AI trends. World models don't exist in isolation. They're part of several broader trends that are reshaping artificial intelligence. The most obvious connection is to the foundation model paradigm that has been so successful in natural language processing and computer vision. Just as language models learn general-purpose representations that can be adapted to many different text tasks, world models could potentially learn general-purpose representations of physical dynamics that can be adapted to many different control and prediction tasks. This could dramatically reduce the amount of task-specific engineering required for applications like robotics or autonomous systems. There are also interesting connections to multimodal learning. Many of the most exciting recent advances in AI have involved systems that can work across multiple modalities: text, images, audio, and video. World models represent a natural extension of this trend toward systems that understand not just static representations, but dynamic relationships between different types of information. The relationship to reinforcement learning is particularly important. Traditional RL often suffers from sample inefficiency, requiring enormous amounts of interaction with the environment to learn effective policies. World models offer a potential solution by enabling agents to learn from observational data rather than requiring direct interaction. This connects to broader trends in AI toward more data-efficient learning approaches. If we can learn from passive observation rather than active experimentation, we can potentially train much more capable systems using the vast amounts of video data that already exist, rather than having to generate new interaction data for every application. There are also philosophical connections to long-standing questions in artificial intelligence about the nature of understanding and intelligence. World models represent a concrete approach to building systems that understand the world through prediction and simulation rather than just through symbolic manipulation. Future directions and open questions. Looking forward, there are several key directions where world models research is likely to evolve. The most immediate challenges involve scaling current approaches to more complex, real-world environments while maintaining the fidelity needed for practical applications. One promising direction is the development of hierarchical world models that can operate at multiple levels of abstraction. Instead of trying to predict every detail of future states, these models might learn to predict at different temporal and spatial scales, focusing computational resources where they're most needed. Another important direction is the integration of world models with more sophisticated planning and reasoning systems. Current approaches typically use relatively simple planning algorithms, but there's significant potential for incorporating more advanced search techniques, probabilistic reasoning, or even learned planning modules. The question of how to handle partial observability is also crucial. Real-world environments often involve hidden states that can't be directly observed but significantly affect dynamics. World models need to learn to reason about these hidden states and maintain beliefs about unobserved aspects of the environment. There are also important questions about how world models should handle multi-agent environments. Most current work focuses on single-agent scenarios, but many real-world applications involve complex interactions between multiple agents with their own goals and behaviors. From a more fundamental perspective, there are deep questions about what aspects of intelligence can be learned through observational data alone versus what requires more sophisticated forms of reasoning or interaction. World models provide a powerful framework for exploring these questions, but they're unlikely to be a complete solution to artificial general intelligence. The safety and alignment implications of world models also deserve careful consideration. Systems that can accurately predict the consequences of actions have significant potential for both beneficial and harmful applications. Ensuring that these capabilities are developed and deployed responsibly will be crucial. Practical implications and real-world impact. The practical implications of world models extend far beyond academic research. We're already seeing significant commercial investment in this space, with multiple companies raising substantial funding to develop world model-based systems for various applications. In robotics, world models could enable much more flexible and capable systems that can adapt to new environments and tasks without requiring extensive retraining. Instead of programming specific behaviors for every possible scenario, robots could use world models to predict the consequences of their actions and plan appropriate responses. For autonomous vehicles, world models could provide more robust understanding of complex traffic scenarios, pedestrian behavior, and vehicle dynamics. This could be particularly valuable for handling edge cases and unexpected situations that are difficult to capture in traditional rule-based systems. Gaming and entertainment represent another promising application area. World models could enable much more realistic and dynamic game environments that respond naturally to player actions without requiring extensive handcrafted content. In scientific simulation, world models could provide new approaches for modeling complex systems where traditional physics-based simulations are computationally prohibitive or where the underlying equations are not well understood. However, realizing these practical benefits will require addressing several key challenges. The computational requirements for real-time applications remain significant, and ensuring sufficient accuracy for safety-critical applications will require careful validation and testing. There are also important questions about data requirements and generalization. While world models trained on specific datasets can achieve impressive performance, ensuring that they generalize well to new scenarios and environments remains challenging. Conclusion: The path forward world models represent a fascinating convergence of ideas from reinforcement learning, computer vision, and cognitive science. They offer a compelling vision for AI systems that understand the world not through language or symbolic reasoning, but through direct observation and prediction of causal relationships. The technical progress over the past few years has been remarkable, moving from proof-of-concept demonstrations to systems that can achieve human-level performance on complex tasks and even transfer learned behaviors from simulation to reality. The commercial investment and industrial interest suggest that this isn't just an academic curiosity. It's a technology that could have significant real-world impact. At the same time, important challenges remain. Questions of scalability, fidelity, computational efficiency, and safety all need to be addressed before world models can achieve their full potential. The relationship between observational learning and more sophisticated forms of reasoning is still not well understood. But perhaps the most exciting aspect of world models is how they're pushing us to think differently about what it means for AI systems to understand the world. Instead of trying to capture understanding through language or symbolic representation, they're exploring whether intelligence can emerge from the ability to predict and simulate the consequences of actions. This represents a fundamental shift in how we think about AI capabilities, moving from systems that manipulate symbols to systems that understand causality. Whether this approach ultimately proves to be a crucial component of artificial general intelligence or a powerful but specialized technique remains to be seen. But given the progress we've seen so far and the fundamental nature of the problems they're addressing, world models are likely to remain an important and active area of research for years to come. The journey from language models that predict text to world models that predict reality represents one of the most ambitious technical challenges in modern AI. Success could unlock new forms of intelligence that understand not just how we talk about the world, but how the world actually works.